1,209 people waiting for a driving test in Sligo, 2,317 in Donegal, and 513 in Leitrim, which makes up a total of 4,039 people waiting for the test, and we only have 9 testers. So the questions I'm going to ask, like, they have said that the wait times that I know it came up in the Irish Times on the 31st of May, that they hope that wait times are down to 20 weeks. So that means, if this is true, that means that each tester has to carry out a backlog of almost 22 tests per week without taking on any additional candidates. So it doesn't really make sense to me how they're going to bring this down. So how many tests do they expect each tester to complete per day? How many days do testers work? And what do the witnesses expect to be an acceptable waiting time? And also, could an additional member of staff be employed for Leitrim? Because I know that in the driving test action plan, there's due to be a new tester in number of testers in Sligo, which is going to be increased, which is very welcome. But I think that we need to have an extra driving tester in Leitrim. In Donegal, there's actually no tester in South Donegal. And there's five testers, but there's none in South Donegal. So, and we can see, we know that South Donegal has no trains, or Donegal at all has no train service. We rely heavily on the use of our cars, and, you know, and that has to be addressed. So I think we need special compensation in that area. So the second question that I wanted to raise then is around the, and I've spoken to driving instructors around this, is that when people were, like, we own people that they have to wait 6 months before they apply for their test. So they've done their 12 mandatory lessons, and then they have to wait 6 months before they apply for their provisional license. Or they have to have held their provisional license for 6 months before they can sit their test, which to me makes absolutely no sense. And at the moment, there is actually a waiting list for 6 months. So why can't they just do it? As soon as they finish the lessons, why can they not sit their test?
Something else that's due to come up today is going to be the long waiting time in relation to NCTs, and also a previous commitment made by the RSA that they would share data on collisions with local authorities from their respective counties. That has failed to happen as of yet too, and that's another sense of frustration, I presume, for members of your committee.
I know that there was an article on the Irish Independent on the 23rd of May saying that NCT waiting times are down to 17 days. But just as a matter of interest, last Sunday, I checked to see could I book mine in, my car in, and the next available date in Sligo and Ballina was the 19th of August, which is 72 days away, and in Carrick and Shannon, which is 87. You know, there seems to be a bit of discrepancies around the information that we've been given.
And that data, obviously, in relation to collisions would be vital as well for local authorities.
That is a big part of it, that they have committed that we want, that they're committed to bringing, to make sure that there is collisions come down, that our roads are safer, but we need proper information. We need viable information.